We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Hello and welcome to this meeting of the My Music Fan Club, of which there are four members, by name John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And we move straight into the questions. John Amis, some music and then your question. John, I read in a review that Loughran restored the third hammer blow. To what, and who removed it in the first place?
Well, it's a symphony by Mahler. It's number six.
Yes.
And a friend of mine, Norman Del Mar, was once going to conduct this piece. And he went to a great expert, Dr. Erwin Stein, and who knew Mahler very well, and Schoenberg, and so on and so forth. And he said, now, Dr. Stein, it says in the score here, with a hammer blow, but it doesn't say what you hit with it. And Dr. Stein looked at this thing and said, ah, my dear, I'm not quite sure, but I think it is some kind of membrane. So you take a hammer and you hit some kind of membrane with it.
Yes.
That's all the great expert would say.
That's right. Third hammer blow, yes. Actually, the composer removed it from the score. It represented death, and he became superstitious about it, and later it was reinstated by this or that person. Yes. From Mahler 6. Frank, here's some very dramatic orchestral music. What does it depict, and did the arrow hit the little boy? To offer a slight hint?
No, the arrow did not hit the little boy, because as the Indian pulled the bow back, along came to save him the Lone Ranger.
Actually, I suppose it's true, really, isn't it?
Because yes.
They use that music, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's supposed to be Rossini's overture to William Tell.
No, thank you very much. Yes, right.
Known as
yes.
Tiddlum, 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 Tum,
yes.
Tum.
Or, as you say, the Lone Ranger. Yes. Right. Ian, here's one of those terribly familiar bits of melody. Yes, but what is it?
It is a touch of Sibelius.
Ah, yes.
And it's from the Karelia suite.
Do you know the name of the movement? I have a clue ready for you if you don't.
I think you better get that clue right out,
right.
Steve.
Lady Falkander.
Lady Falkander?
Is the clue. Well, it must be dedicated to her.
Ah, oh, sure. Thank you. Yes, of course. I was thinking of Marcia, but of course it's Marcia.
Yes. Alla Marcia. Yes, that's right. Alla Marcia from Sibelius' Corellia Suite. Yes. Yeah. That gave you a nasty turn.
Yes, it did. I thought, well, I wish I hadn't asked for that.
Dennis, I once met the owner of this tremendous voice and personality.
He's got the
red in his head, he's got this whole wide world in his head. Who, Dennis?
Well, did she tell you how she pronounces her first name? Because I've always thought of it
Marcia.
As Mahalia. No. Always, is it?
No, it's Mahalia.
It's Marcia. Mahalia.
Mahalia Jackson.
Jackson.
Yes, Mahalia Jackson. Jackson. It was, indeed.
That had a very short-lived success for somebody called Laurie London. Do you remember that?
Oh, he was 15 years old at the time, wasn't
he? Yes, didn't he sing
that
song? I've Got the Whole World in His Hand?
He did, yes, that's right. I've been known to have a moan in this programme from time to time about the misuse of the word crescendo, which is the act of getting louder. It isn't the thing you reach. It's the actual business of getting louder. The word I'm now moaning about, and I'm sure all musical people are, is the use of the word orchestrated. An orchestrated campaign. And that song reminds me, when the Pope was in Ireland with those wonderful demonstrations of love, there was a newspaper report about an occasion in the open air when the whole congregation had started to sing that that song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. And a Daily Telegraph reporter wrote, at one stage the choir leapt to its feet and orchestrated the singing. Which is about as wrong as you can get on the subject of music. Buried in the words of familiar songs, there are some pretty unfamiliar lines or expressions. Isolate them, they're a bit tricky to place, but we'll try anyway. John, where will you find the saga of Our Poor Deluded Bark?
Is it my kind of music?
Well, it's not my kind of music, I can tell you that.
Is it trees?
Deluded. It's folksy. It's your kind of music.
Really? Mm. Deluded?
Yes, I'll play you the line. The actual line, Our Poor Deluded Bark, goes like this.
Somebody knows it in the front
row. Let's ask who it is. Let's ask in the front row. Pardon? The Bay of Biscay is right, yes.
Bay of Biscay,
The Bay of Biscay, that's right. So the gentleman in the front row gets a mark and John Ames doesn't. Second row, sorry, sir. Frank, knee-deep, what does that come from?
Needy in flowers we'll stray. We'll
keep. Or it could come from
tiptoe through the tulips.
Right.
When he's done
with me.
There was another song called I'm Knee Deep in Daisies and Head Over Heels in Love.
Yes, that's right.
Which actually Ernie Wise used to sing when he started out. In...
Ian, and again a quotation from the song. If your plea for entry fails, entry to where?
That sounds like a crossword clue, doesn't it? If your plea to entry fails, and then you think, is it an acrostic or what? And is it in fact entrails?
Do you want me to play you the little bit of music that's fixed?
Yes, please. The changing of the guard.
I think a half mark, don't you?
Oh, no more. No more.
Your plea for entry fails, salute the Prince of Wales.
Well, actually, no. If your plea to it for entry fails, you press your noses to the rails and watch from there the changing of the guard. So the entry is to which building?
Buckingham Palace.
That was
Flotsam and Jetsam.
That's right, they wrote it.
It's only because I got a bit of a cold I could get down there.
I always thought that the owner of that voice ought to be called Flotsam, and the one with the little high voice ought to be called Jetsam, but it was the other way around, wasn't it?
Yes, because, of course, I suppose they did it that way, because he used to sing these very low notes, and the other one said, and I wonder how he gets them.
The keyboard is Flotsam, so he must be Jetsam.
Yes.
Yours very sincerely. Right. Dennis, again, an expression from a song. One-handed catch.
Play the music, Steve.
Not very helpful.
No, not helpful. Oh, yes, something's coming. Yes.
But don't get that.
No, I don't get that.
It's come from Something's Coming from West Side Story. Right, this is going to be fun, I tell you. In a previous edition of this programme, we took up a challenge from a wing commander living in Kent who wanted us to prove that three tunes can be successfully performed simultaneously. The tunes on that occasion being Swanee River, Annie Laurie and Dvorak's Humoresque. Now comes a letter from Annie T. Ramsey of Hitchin in Hertfordshire, pointing out that those three tunes can be combined with yet a fourth, which is Katie. Well, there's only one way to find out. We'll try it. I've got to set this up. John, there's your Swanee River. There's your starting note. Okay. Ian.
Me, me,
Annie Laurie. Maxwell.
Me. Blaze a bonny.
Frank and Dennis singing together. And I shall be playing. It's tricky, and it's worse than ever because Frank and Dennis have got to come in a beat before everybody else does.
Oh, good. Is there no safety there?
There's your note. Just try you two, may we? You just Frank and Dennis, because it'll be I'll count you. One, two. One, two, three.
That's it.
You got it. Right. So after three, you come in.
Oh, that's all right then.
So John, Ian, Frank, and Dennis, and me. Right. Try it.
These embarrassing party games.
Right. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three.
You're the only girl that I adore. And when the moon shines over the mountain, I'll be waiting at the kitchen door.
It works!
That's the first time I've ever sung Katie to the tune of Swanee River.
Definitely a 10-mark bonus all round, and thanks to Annie Ramsey of Hitchin for suggesting it. Change of subject now, because the subject is big bands, swing bands. That's got the subject introduced. Yeah, John, for you, a pianist bandleader. He plays very sparingly, conducts not at all, and just occasionally speaks.
Let's try it one more once.
Is that the Earl of Basingstoke?
Yes, it was indeed, yes. Or has he been promoted or demoted or something? Yes, the Earl of Basingstoke, in other words, Count Basie. Yes, also speaking there as well.
I
as
see.
Leading
you
the band.
Yes.
Frank, the question for you, whose band is it? You'll hear it in a moment. In fact, whose signature tune, and can you name seven or eight of his wives?
It's Artie Shaw.
Yes.
And he married almost half of Hollywood, with the exception of Mickey Rooney. Oh, God, who were they? Lana Turner.
Yes.
Ava Gardner.
Yes. An authoress.
Kathleen Winslet.
Yes, that's right. And Jane Carnes, Margaret Allen, Jerome Kern's daughter, Betty, Doris Dowling, and Evelyn Keyes.
Yes.
They stopped counting then. His signature tune was called Nightmare, you know. It's the tune I played you. Ian, this was a big band of my own in earlier days, so you don't have to guess the band leader's name. What I want, please, is the tune and perhaps who composed it.
The tallest Lawrence of Arabia ever in Peter O'Toole, was it
yes,
not?
Yes, right.
And that was the theme music.
Yeah, that's right.
And you said possibly the composer. Well, I'm afraid possibly not, as far as I'm concerned.
Wasn't it Jarre?
No, Maurice Jarre. I think he's I don't think he has an accent on the end of his name. Maurice Jarre. Yes, that's right. Jarre. Dennis, your turn.
Enjoyed the band.
Sorry. Oh, good. Dennis, the soloist, also happens to be the band leader in this version, though he made the hit record of it under another leader altogether.
Mm-hmm.
That's a type of trumpet playing which I believe is known as Freilich.
Yes.
Type trumpet playing. And it was, well, he did the solo on the Benny Goodman record of
his name?
Ziggy Elman.
Ziggy Elman.
And the Angels
and
Sing.
And the Angels Sing.
Yeah. Dennis, launch this next round for us by telling us, if you will, what an eponym is. Eponym.
Well, an eponym, it's generally the adjective that one encounters, which is eponymous.
Yes.
Which means something that has the same name as the title, or the person that the title is derived from.
Exactly. One who gives his name to a people, place, or institution is the definition.
Ganga Din gave his name to that famous song, Ganga Din Springtime.
You are confusing us. To deconfuse us, may I just tell you that among other eponymous people are Leotard, there was somebody called Leotard, Jonah, of course, Morse, Quisling, Diesel. I've been enjoying a book called A Dictionary of Eponyms by Cyril Beeching, and from that book come directly these four questions. John, you've heard of a Molotov cocktail. Who was Molotov's uncle?
Scriabin.
Yes, actually. You knew?
Scriabin. I happen to, yes. And I've just been reading a book about Scriabin, and I must say I'm not at all surprised to hear that once in Switzerland he was by the lakeside and he tried to walk on the water. And if you've heard his music,
well,
it figures.
You're going to hear some now. This is highly emotionally charged music. Here's some Scriabin.
Sexy, I call it.
Yes.
Do you?
Frank, still on the eponymous people, which musical sound was first broadcast on New Year's Eve 1923, and what was its connection with Baron Llanover?
What?
Baron, musical sound was first broadcast.
Baron Llanover was Sir Benjamin Hall, 1802 to 67. He was Minister of Works. And he, in a sense, fathered a musical sound first broadcast on New Year's Eve 1923. Probably just as the year turned, I should think.
Isn't Benjamin Hall the origin of Big Ben?
Yes, Big Ben was named after Sir Benjamin Hall, Baron Llanover, 1802 to 1867, Minister of Works. And in fact, the greatest living expert on his life is sitting in the audience at the moment. Let's give her a round of applause. Maxwell Fraser. Ian, who wondered why the devil should have all the best tunes?
Oh, yes. That's, I think that's been attributed to one or two people, Ian. One that springs to mind is General Booth of the Salvation Army.
Well, misattributed, we think. General view, yes, Frank's part of that. General view now that it was the Reverend Roland Hill, not the Penny Post one, who first said that. Mm. This dictionary I mentioned suggests that it was Martin Luther. Also, it's been attributed to General Booth of the Salvation Army and to John Wesley.
I thought it was John Wesley.
But the feeling now is that it's the Reverend Roland Hill, 1744 to 1833. Is it not, Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Dennis, the Heaviside Lair was named after Oliver Heaviside, who was a nephew of Sir Charles Wheatstone. And Sir Charles Wheatstone invented what? It's an instrument that's deliberately moved about while being played, at least by some virtuosi I've seen.
I do that when singing, actually, because it's fatal to present a stationary target. Wheatstone, what... Do you know an instrument, a Wheatstone trumpet or...
No.
The Wheatstone pipes or... I don't know. What? Where's the eponymous?
An instrument that's moved about
when playing. Because most of my trombones, of course, such a lot of money. Trombone. What?
Ah.
No.
No. No. Well, no. That. The he's making. Frank's making signs like a mouth.
Concertina. Well, he's
concertina.
Making. He's either. Yes. Yes.
It was Sir Charles Wheatstone who invented the concertina. After him is named the Wheatstone Bridge for measuring resistance. But you got the mark in the end. No more scoring marks now, just four final songs to air the lungs of our panel, exercise the ears of our listeners. I think of the singing around this week under the title of Oh, Would That I, because John sings about wanting to go where corals lie. Frank wants a room with a view and you. Dennis wants to go where the black-eyed Susans grow, whatever they are.
Well, I'll tell you what they are. They're flowers.
Oh, how lovely. How very sweet. And Ian longs for his own folk, who are also plain folk. John's song, then, by Elgar from the Sea Pictures.
The deeps have music soft and low. When winds awake, the air is dry. It lures me on to go and see the land where corals lie. The land where corals lie.
Good. Frank's song is by Noah Coward from a show called This Year of Grace, the year being 1928. The stars were Sonny Hale, Jesse Matthews and Douglas Bing. That was for the London Pavilion production. For the My Music production, we have just Frank Muir in a room with a view. And a nice,
no piano.
Nice low key. Yes.
A room with a view. And you. And no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we share. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about and figure out how the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, looking at the mountains and sea. We'll bill and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come. Oh, will it ever come to our room with a view?
Dennis is going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow.
That's going back. Yeah. I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I love them so. They're all around on the ground where I found the one I know. So long ago, the honeybees all know I'm coming. I can hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan. You better be getting busy buzzing around. Just stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat. Will be so sweet. And then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet, mighty sweet. And when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my corn-fed bride when I get back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. Ian, you must explain to me how you breathe and sing at the same time.
Yes. Well, he'll demonstrate now. Ian, back to the shack where your own folk
are. Okay. Far frame my aim I wander, but still my thoughts return to my ain poor gallery yonder in the shilling by the bun. I see the cosy ingle and the mist up in the brae, and joy and sadness mingle as I list some old world lay. And it's woe, but I'm longing for my ain home, though they but lowly, poor and plainful. I am far beyond the sea, but my heart will ever be at home in dear old Scotland, with my
lovely song, and expatriate Scots all over the world will be weeping happy bucketfuls after that. Thank you, Ian. Ian, you'll be interested to know, as we all are, that the victors this week are John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiber.